Number 4 is DNA.
Yeah, yeah, that's bogus.
And what they say about it is it's not so much an invention as a discovery.
Well, so we're doing inventions here. Get it off the list.
Right. Well, except that the ability to manipulate it,
yeah,
is probably what the invention is. You know, the fact that you can identify a gene that causes cancer or a gene that causes baldness or a gene that causes...
Yeah, well, that's...
blue eyes or tallness.
Right. All right, so then it's a semantic problem
I
have with
this.
It's
a step, yeah, yeah. But, that's interesting. That's an interesting point.
Well, now that I think about it, that should be number one. What is the impact beyond... What greater impact could there be than... humanity's ability to create humanity. Although, I suppose that you could...
But we don't use DNA to create humanity.
Not yet.
Right, but we could, possibly.
Well, how long is it going to take before somebody clones a human?
Before somebody clones a woolly mammoth. Gee, we ever heard that
yeah.
before.
Not only with this technology, not only can you clone a human, you can design a human. That's an interesting point.
That's scary.
Very
that's
scary.
A scary
yeah.
thought.
That's a big one. As long as you don't say we invented DNA, I have to go along with that. So what can be bigger than this?
Well, number 3 is an interesting one too. The steam engine.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, for its time.
Oh, sure, it was a big one.
See, that's like the printing press. The printing press revolutionized knowledge. The steam engine revolutionized travel.
Yes, it did. But how
You know,
quickly...
it made travel across the United States, for example, possible. Up to that point, although it was possible, it wasn't probable because of how long it took and everything else. The steam engine changed all that. Plus, the steam engine was the cornerstone of the Industrial Revolution. And God knows that's
yeah.
what our country is all about for a long time.
That's true. I guess it was invented earlier than I thought. I was thinking it's kind of been pushed out of the way by the automobile.
In some ways, that's true.
I guess
I think the steam engine's broader. Because by the steam engine, we don't mean only locomotives. We mean, you know, things that ran ships, things that ran industry, things that ran circles around everything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's a broader look at that. Whereas the car is the car. You have lots of different kinds of cars, but basically the car is a car is a car.
Yeah. And like I said, they had to invent the car. I suppose since the steam engine was invented first, that made it even more likely that you would make a small one. And remember, some of the first cars were steam engined. But no way is it number 3. Not on a list with...
Number 2 scary.
I haven't gone there yet. Hang on.
Number 2 is the contraceptive pill.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, well, certainly was. It certainly changed...
society.
Our society, politically, economically, socially.
Yeah, but I wonder how much of that also would have been done by the printing press... and the television and movies, society was changed in part because of communication. Yes, it certainly freed women up from the fear of getting pregnant to a large degree. But women were...
Well, it allowed women into the workforce.
Right.
More strongly, yeah, you know. I mean, obviously before, they were still in the workforce, but... but this removed a stumbling block.
Well, you know,
block.
It reminds me of a story my dad told when my parents got their really second house. And they went to the banker and they said, we'd like to get a mortgage. And he said, well, what's your income? And my dad said, I make this much and my wife makes that much. And they said, well, no, she doesn't count. She can get pregnant.
Wow. What year was that, or when was that?
This would have been 1963, 64.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So, but, you know,
Well, in some ways, Roe v. Wade changed that too.
That's what I'm getting at. There are other factors. I think Gloria Steinem was part of that. And, you know, television, the shows that were on TV, Laugh-In and Julia. I mean, how much did the role of women change? In part because of what they saw on TV, the cultural change that was going on. I think the pill's a big one. Not sure.
I'm not sure it belongs at number two, yeah. but I agree, it is a big one. Yeah.
Well,
and the number one, boy, you know, it was obvious.
Oh, yeah.
It was right there in front of us.
Yes. The computer, folks.
The computer.
And look at the computer that's showing in the picture. It's an old IBM with no hard drive. With the 5.25-inch floppy drive.
Right, that probably doesn't have as much memory as my toothbrush has nowadays.
That's true. And it doesn't.
You know what I mean?
It does not have
my
a color
toaster.
CRT.
My toaster has more computing power than that computer that they have a picture of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That computer has 64K of memory. And all of that is in ROM.
Right. I know. It's amazing.
It has no graphical user interface. It's a shell of a computer. It's a wreck. I once paid $1,000 for one like
that. In the description, what it says is basically is the computer is a series of inventions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the transistor, the integrated circuit, the microprocessor.
Yep.
And then the hard drive, the modem, the mouse. I mean, all of those things were.
Yeah, and they don't even mention object-oriented programming and graphical user interfaces and a lot of software. Yeah.
Well, that certainly was an interesting list.
It was fun.
I would argue with some of the position.
Yeah.
Because I definitely think the printing press should have been higher. I think the pill should have been lower.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, I don't think you can argue with the computer being number one at this point in time, can
you? We also had Google and we also had the internet on the list. And which order did the three of those go in? In chronological order? We didn't have Google on the list.
No, we didn't have Google. We had
the internet,
at large. Though.
Yeah, I think that.
But the internet would not have existed without the computer.
No. And, you know.
And the computer would have existed without the internet.
Or, you know, the written alphabet. I mean, which is the horse and which is. Well, I guess that's not a good analogy, but how far back do you go? You know, how about. And when you're talking about great inventions, we didn't have the wheel on here anywhere. Or fire.
No. We didn't have those Geico cavemen.
Right. Now go get pizza.
With the wheel.
You know, it's an interesting list, and I think computers belong on there. I would throw this one in with the internet, as the internet being the culmination of technology, not the computer being.
Well, I think that was a fun and fascinating look at that, huh?
Now I'm telling the truth, I'm finished with lies, lies.